For study number 25 in the Choose This Day Bible study series, we're going to be talking about the living righteous. At the second advent, or the second coming of Jesus Christ, the righteous in Christ will be raised from their sleep or death. What does the Bible say a little bit more about the righteous and all that are living at his coming? So remember, the links to the notes of this video are in the description below. Feel free to share them on social media. That would be a great blessing. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 17 again says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven," so the Lord is in heaven, "with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Those that are dead in Christ shall first rise. Then we which are still alive and remain while Christ comes shall be caught up together with those that have died in the clouds, and we will meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." I am so looking forward to this time. The countless millions of martyrs, those that have loved God and have died for their faith over the years, will be resurrected to be there with Christ, to be able to meet God in heaven. And I am so grateful that I have the hope of being with that group. I want to be in that number. What about you? 1 Corinthians 15:51 through 52 says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." In other words, not everybody's going to die. "But we shall all be changed, those that do not sleep and those that do, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump," that we just read about there in 1 Thessalonians 4. "For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So it's describing here in this verse that at the last trump that we read about when Christ descends from heaven, the mortal must put on immortality, the corruptible must put on incorruption. Read that section for yourself. You'll find interesting facts about what happens when we die, what happens when we're resurrected at the first resurrection, the general resurrection of the righteous, and of course, what happens with those that have died in the faith. Now, because this study is so short, I'm going to add a couple of verses. Matthew 24, verses 30 through 31 says, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn," just as it says in Revelation 1, verse 7. "And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." And notice what happens. "He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." So I think it's really interesting how the Bible describes when Christ comes, he will actually send his angels to gather those that have died in the faith. The angels will take those that have died in the faith that are now resurrected with the living righteous, and they will bring them to Christ in the clouds of heaven. The angels have such a powerful play in all the outworkings of the plan of God. And I'm so thankful to be able to understand more about the angels. Please find on the playlist at youtube.com/revelationwithdaniel a little bit more about the angels. You'll be fascinated. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 14 says, "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus," which is the Father, "shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you." And so the Father who raised up his Son is the same one who's going to raise those at the end up also. And he's going to do it by his Son. I am so thankful to learn a little bit more about the Father and his Son. And they're working out their plan to be able to save you and I. And I'm grateful that we can have this 25th fundamental principle that says that at the last trump, the living righteous are to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and with the risen righteous are to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, so forever to be with the Lord. There's a couple of verses there that we just went over that are described, and I thank the Lord that he has given us the opportunity to learn a little bit more together at Revelation with Daniel.